Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. 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 We will magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. Thank you, Father. Lord, we call upon you. We are grateful to you. We bless you for another day and another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, your blessings to us. And Father, we come, Father, blessing you and determined to remain faithful to you, Father. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the relationship. And we thank you for the blessing. Now, Father, we put this day into your hands. We put this service into your hands. Father, we put our lives into your hands. Everything you have given unto us, we give back to you, put that into your hands, Father, and we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. And amen. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord, O Lord. O taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. And that's our Frida. I am your host on this morning. We want to greet everyone, especially our first-time listeners, calling in for the first time, listening in for the first time. Maybe you were flipping through the channels on Blog Talk Radio, and you discovered us. But we want you to know that there is no accidents in the Lord's kingdom. So welcome in. You have come to the right place at the right time. Have a seat at the table. Glory be to God. Because a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served, and the server is the Holy Spirit himself. Amen and amen. I want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus, and we are be celebrating in December. Amen. On the 19th of December, we're going to be celebrating, glory be to God, our 11th ministry anniversary. Look where the Lord has brought us from. Amen and amen. You can find out more about that on our website at lifewordjesus.org. And we bless the Lord. All right. We pray that everyone is excited today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The Lord has brought us through another week. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are grateful to him. Amen. Hallelujah. For everything that we've been able to do. Amen. The things we haven't done, and didn't do, should have done. Amen. We just ask God to forgive us. Amen. And to help us as we continue to move forward. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. It's been a very, very active week. Amen. Glory be to God. We've met on Facebook. Every day this week, 5 days a week, Monday through Fridays at 5 a.m. We came back at 6, amen, hallelujah, to the breakfast table. We met at the altar of prayer, 12 o'clock every day. Came back, amen, met at 9 o'clock. We had 2 nights of prayer summit on Wednesday night and Thursday night. My God, have mercy. And last night, came back on Friday night for the praise party. Now, my God, that's a full week. Not to mention, hallelujah, six times on television this week. Glory be to God on Media TV. Glory be to God. And we don't even mention the media radio. I don't even mention that we come on the media radio, not this platform. That's another platform. We do that six times a week. My God, my God. But we want to thank God for the strength. And we want to thank God for the tenacity. We want to thank God for the will. Hallelujah. To keep doing. We can't do enough for the Lord. Can't do enough for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then ministry on top of that. Glory be to God. One-on-one ministry. Amen. My God, my God, my God. Had an opportunity to go out to the vineyard. Amen. And minister. Hallelujah. Individuals. Amen. Glory be to God. Went out there for one thing. Glory be to God. Came back. Glory be to God. Went out there to help somebody. Amen. Hopefully to make a sale. Didn't make the sale, but help some people, even to the extent of them becoming members with our church. That's worth more than a sale. That's worth more than a sale. Matter of fact, that is a sale. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God won't be receiving no money from the government on Medicare on that, but going to be receiving compensation from the Lord for winning souls in his kingdom. Glory be to God. Had an opportunity to do that. Hallelujah. About 10 people this week. Glory be to God. My God, a packed week. A packed week. Amen. Hallelujah. Still can't do enough for the Lord. Still can't do enough. Whatever more he want to add on, we say we are available. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. For the praise party last night, I was able to listen. I heard it all because I had the phone by my pillow. But my God, I didn't have the energy. I didn't have the energy to come in. Amen. But I heard it all. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for our minister, Joanne Thurman. Hallelujah. Who facilitates this ministry. A part of that. Amen. Really don't even need me at this point. Amen. Hallelujah. She has that under wrap. Amen. By the Holy Ghost, fully capable. Amen. All I really have to do is oversee from time to time. That department is closed. I can move on to the next thing. Oh, what a fulfillment. What a fulfillment to say that department is fulfilled. Hallelujah. We ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. But I want to bless the name of the Lord. What God is doing in this ministry. What God is doing in this ministry. And the best is still yet to come. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Speaking about Minister Joanne Thurman, amen, it is she who is coming to us this morning. Amen. To break the bread of life. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Minister Joanne has a very, very unique a gift. Amen. Glory be to God. Because she has a poetic flavor. Amen. She's anointed. And she's appointed. Amen. We see her gifts and her talents when it comes to creativity. Amen. We see it in her writings. We see it in her poetry. We see it in her pictures, her paintings. Amen. And now we see it in her preaching and in her teaching. A very unique style. Amen. When she's comfortable with herself, she's not trying to compete with anybody. Not trying to be like anybody, but just trying to be who God made her to be. And it's very, very, very beautiful. Amen. We know that she's just released her new book. Her new book. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for her. Hallelujah. Moving forward in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And she has agreed to come. We had a conversation earlier this week. And she told me she had a couple messages under her belt. Well, it didn't dawn on me right then. We were just having a conversation. But later on, a few days later, I said, oh, my God, Jesus, I didn't get anybody for Saturday. I said, God, who can I call, Father? Who can I invite to come and minister to us on Saturday and won't give me a hard time and a run for my money. Glory be to God. Who would be willing to come? And then the Holy Spirit brought back to my remembrance. Then you have a conversation with Sister Joanne Thurman, and she told you she got a couple messages under her belt. I said, yay, Lord, say no more. I reached out to her, and here she is. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Joanne Thurman, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a member, an official member of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry Church, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Minister Joanne Thurman, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, and the floor is yours.
For that lovely introduction. I'm very humbled. I thank God for everything that he is doing in my life. I give him all the glory and all the honor. When he cometh, when he cometh to make up his jewels, all the jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own, they shall gather the gems for his kingdom. All the jewels, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Little children who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Most holy and gracious Father God, is once again your servant come to you. Father, first giving you glory and honor for who you are, holy God of heaven. Father God, I'm thanking you for this opportunity to come to your people, asking that the message that you've given me, Father God, will touch their hearts and their minds, that they would take this, Father God, and use it for your glory. Father, thank you for this service. In your precious name, I do pray. When I was a teenager, 53 years ago, around about age 13, a preacher's wife came to my church. It was one of our Women's Day services. Her name was Mrs. Moore, and their church is at 19th Street, Reverend Moore's church. And Mrs. Moore came to our service, and she preached this sermon, and it stayed with me all my life, 53 years. It helped me as I raised my children. It was a good foundation. Now I'd like to relay that message to you. It was, I won't go to heaven without my children. In today's society, our young people are suffering. Our young people are searching. Our young people, they're desperate. They're searching for something, anything. They're in need of something, more of something greater than they've ever thought about. We, as their parents, their mentors, their guides, and their teachers, we're in charge of bringing them up. We should have their best interests at heart. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, And great shall be the peace of your children. Isaiah 54:13. This soul salvation is at stake at this time. Out of Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Psalms 25:4-5, teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth. For you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you. Even as we are seeking our soul salvation and trying to live a godly life, we should be training our children from a young age as a baby on a loving God, on trusting him, teaching him the ways of the Lord. They shouldn't be trying to hear this from the internet or from their peers, thanking God that they are hearing it. But sometimes they're hearing the wrong message or a narrow way of thinking, or somebody else's feelings might not even line up with the word. So we got to teach them, just like God teaches us in his word. He says in Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Glory, hallelujah. We get our instructions from him to give them to our babies so they will know, because their very souls depend on it, our leading them. It comes to my attention that if your child was murdered and their life was snatched up one way or the other by accident or whatever, if they're not saved, they don't go to heaven because their soul is lost. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. 3 John 1:4. So you see how important it is to teach your children how to love Jesus and how to have him enter in. Jesus loves the little children. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. Read them those scriptures so they'll know them for the future reference. Luke 24:45 reads, then open he the understanding that they might understand the scriptures. It will give them choices. It will give them discernment. It will give them the Holy Ghost knowledge in Jesus' name. When the time comes, because you did your name, you did your job, I won't go to heaven without my children. I'm charged to teach them. I'm charged to school them, to tell them about the love of God. I can't keep this to myself. It's too important. I won't go to heaven without my children. I can't leave them in this world of sin to live on eternity in the pit. I didn't just get saved for myself. I got saved so I could help somebody else to get into the saving knowledge of Jesus. I just can't lead them out there by them. God gave them to me because he knew that I would lead them. I can't think of myself living a heavenly life forever and ever and them, my children, perishing. God forbid. That just doesn't make sense to me. Not my babies. I won't do it, for my love for them is too great. I spend too much time in them. My days and nights of crying and nursing and keeping them healthy and spending all my money to let them fall by the wayside. It just doesn't make sense to me. For the most important thing in life for them, to let them walk down the wrong path. I know the choice is theirs, but if I just keep talking, keep explaining, keep witnessing to them, from Exodus 4:12. It reads, "Now therefore go, and I will be your mouth. Teach thee what thou shalt say." God is with me through this journey. He is my help in preparing them for glory. Hallelujah. We got to give them the foundation from the beginning. And if we haven't given them the foundation, we have to start to build it up, to showing them the righteous life. Then they'll see that this thing works, that this is the only way. It's too important. We can't be marching all the way up to Zion and then leaving our children behind. I won't go to heaven without my children. I mean that. I made my mind up. It can't happen. Cover them, Lord, with your blood. And I thank you. I thank you for giving me that revelation. My children belong to you. And you've given me a clean mind and a clear conscience to give them the word, to preach the word, to correct them with the word. Yes, they're going to hear the gospel music. Yes, they're going to see them Christian shows. Yes, they're going to see me reading the Bible. Yes, they're going to hear it, even if they don't want to. Yes, I'm going to send them some Christian texts. Yes, I'm going to pray over their lives. Yes, I'm going to pray over their food. Yes, I'm going to pray over that oil that I cook their food with. Everything that I can do to get them into the pearly gates, to get them into heaven, I'm going to do it by any means necessary. Or glory to God. A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify. In Psalms 41:12 it reads, "And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine iniquity, and setteth me before thy face forevermore." Children have to be there with me for that wonderful sight, even in my family life. And I give God the glory. Hallelujah. It belongs to him anyway. I won't go to heaven without my children. My grandbaby told me the other day when he opened the Bible to read to me, he skipped where he stopped reading it, Abraham and Lot. And he told me, "I'm going to the end," and went to the Revelation and read the very last chapter in his children's Bible to me. He said, "I'm going to the end. Glory, hallelujah. Going to heaven. Hallelujah. Already have a made up mind. I'm going to the end." You got to teach your children to go to the end, because it's a fight. It's an everlasting fight. Because the enemy is after them. In John 10:10 it reads, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." With Jesus on their side, they win. Feed their spirit while they're little, like you're giving them the milk. And as they grow older, you give them the bread and the meat and the potatoes in the word, so they'll know. He said Jesus is real, and he meant that, even though he doubted the angels. He said, "Grandma, Jesus is real." And you've got to get that in their mindset, that they know for sure that God is real, that this thing is real, that you can step out on faith, that Jesus is real. Teach them. Pray over them. Meditate over them. Don't give up on them, no matter what they do. Yeah, they might fall by the wayside. They might stray. But you put enough in them that when or if they get in trouble, they can remember what you taught them. Bring it back to remembrance. In John 14:26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you, and they will know what to do. They'll look around and say, oh, my Father, hallelujah, is rich in houses and land. They'll come to themselves, oh, Jesus, you're so good, hallelujah. They have a covering and a protection over them. Glory be to God. That they'll be ready to do the right thing, and you will draw them back closer to you, Lord. You'll lead them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Or we can rest assured as parents that they will be heaven bound, or block them from all the enemy's pressure and influence, especially from the media, from TV, TikTok, Facebook, videos, music, DVDs, the enemy's tools, snatching our children. They don't know what's right or what's wrong nowadays with so much negative influence. We have to be their mouthpiece. And we got to live a right life because they're watching us. They know what's better than anybody. They see when we're mad. They see when we're fussing. They see when we're cussing. They hear us when we're doubting, crying, or when we're at our wit's end. They see us furious. They see us happy. They see us down and out. They see us hopeless. They see us. They don't see us as God sees us, but they see a lot about us, and they see wickedness, evilness, strife, negative speaking. And if that's all they see, then why would they want to be like us? We got to turn from our wicked ways. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Because they're taking more note on our negative behavior than our good behavior. So we have got to change our mindset and become better each and every day. Because our children is watching. We don't want them thinking, well, I don't want to be like her. I don't want to be like him. Because all he did was drink or curse or use drugs or whoremonger or whatever our issue is. We want them to think on us. I saw my mother praying. I heard them singing gospel. I heard them telling somebody about the Lord. I heard them encouraging the neighbors. I seen her go to church even when she was able. And when they were sick, they still were doing something for somebody, either words or deeds. Good memories, good foundation. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk around the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Speak the word to them always. Give them something they can stand on or chew on. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace, Isaiah 54:13. And on the days when they get hungry, or even a thought to get them out of some trouble that they might encounter, or they might have a decision, and they can remember a word we stood on when we were in trouble that might help pull them out of a situation. They might hear a Bible verse that we talked about that might help us. Times is truly filled with swift transition. none on earth removed can stand. We're going to have problems in your life. But in Psalms 46:1, it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We can hold on to God's unchanging hand, and he and they can too. We won't go to heaven without our children. It's not an option. Oh, no, there's no choice. Those are our babies. We thank you, Jesus, for the word to get it straight. We can't do it. They mean too much to us. They're our top gifts, our prizes, our reward. Oh, yes, it hasn't been easy. At times, they give us struggles. Sometimes they give us hell. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace of mind and will make your heart glad. Proverbs 29:17. They're our babies. They were chosen for us. We can't let them down. We have to give it to them straight, lay it out plain so they understand. You're the way, the truth, and the light. You can't get into heaven without. Can't come to the Father but by Jesus in John 14:6. Protect them, Jesus. Show them the way. Thank you, God, for this great job that you gave us. Don't let us let them down. I won't go to heaven without my children. Now, children, obey your parents. Because you belong to the Lord, for this is right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Ephesians 6:1-3. Parents, pledge today, I won't go to heaven without my children. Amen. Peace and grace be with you. Pastor.
Amen. 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 Wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful how we can endeavor the minds of individuals over some 50 years ago. Over some 50 years ago, this message was shared with you that you have so eloquently shared with us and your own style. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Beloved, wasn't that beautiful that I won't go to heaven without my children? Now, can you imagine how different the world would be if, first of all, parents would make a decision that they were going to heaven, number one, and then number two, that I'm not going without my children. I refuse to go without my children. Wouldn't the world be a better place? Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. We can frame that sermon on today. I wish it was the way we could frame that. Amen. And it's just awesome. So thorough on how you touched on the parents. You touched on the children. And just everything. Amen. Family. Amen. I won't go to heaven without my children. And I agree with you, Minister Thurman. I'm not going to heaven without my children. I'm not going without my grandchildren. Amen. I ain't going. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So that's a beautiful, 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 beautiful. That was beautiful. When you gave me your subject, I asked you to text me the title of your message today. I wasn't quite sure. When you gave me your message, wasn't quite sure where you was how you was going to take that one, and the message just speaks plainly for where you went. Amen. Glory be to God. It was no secret formulas in that. Amen. It's beautiful. I won't go to heaven without my children. Amen. Superb. Thank you, my sister. Amen. Now, please take another minute or two, and we have never know who's listening. May have some new people listening in, and all of our services are recorded in the archives forever. Amen. So please give us some information about your new book, Amen. In Jesus' name.
Yes. My new book title is Your Leading Lady is Death. It's really a love story about me and my husband, who passed away last year. It's a widow's collection of poetry that I wrote through our lifetime, through our struggle with his addiction of alcoholism. But it is a love story. And it's a beautiful hardback book, a copy, which I'm asking $20 for. It is on sale now. You can call me at 267-230-5254 to receive a copy. I do have a pen, I think it's PayPal, which is Johann Sunflower is my PayPal name, and to order. And I will mail it to you if necessary. It is a life's dream of mine that God let me, that he has manifested in my life a dream come true, because I've always wanted to write a book. So my message to you today, if you have a life's dream and you doubt yourself, get rid of the doubt, because there's no doubt with Jesus, only promises that he will do what he said he will do. Step out on the water, Peter. That's what my daughter says to me. Step out on God's word. He will give you the blessing. Pastor says the blessing manifestation is here. He proved it in my life. A sinner like me, Joanne, saved by his grace, he did it. And he'll do the same for you. Again, my number is 267-230-5254. And my, I think I'm saying that right, is Joanne, J-O-H-A-N-N-E, S-U-N-F-L-O-W-E-R, Johann Sunflower. I have an H in my name, Johann Sunflower. God be the glory. Thank you very much, Pastor, for the invite. I hope that's blessed you, because to me, it just doesn't make sense to be in heaven and my children be in the pits of hell. I can't, it doesn't make sense to me. So I hope that word gave you some guidance for what to do with your family. Peace and grace be with you. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, amen, and indeed, amen. That that was a very awesome, encouraging word. Amen and amen. Thanks, amen. Get your book, amen. Glory be to God. Now, you know, we normally, amen, try to be a blessing to the minister or whoever brings the word. We open up the floor and we ask if you know, to sow into the word. Some people do, some people don't. All right? Most people don't, to be quite honest with you. However, beloved, amen, this, we should support our own at least. Amen. So even if you purchase a book today, that would be a blessing. Glory be to God. Why don't you just, instead of waiting, amen, to the Christmas dinner, amen, glory be to God, which is a month away, less than a month away. Yep, less than a month away. Why don't you just call her, go online, go to whatever the instructions she just gave you and get a book. The reason I'm enjoying the book, because, you know, I'm not like making it a fast read. I'm like actually savoring the words, you know what I mean? And it's precious. They're like, it's like gold and silver. When I really like take my time and look sentence by sentence, word by word, and ask the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is showing me the deepness of the writings. I'm telling you, it's going to be something to hold in your library that's going to really, really mean something. This book and this name,
Sister Joanne, amen, is going to mean something in the legacy of time. And you'll be able to say, I have one of her first books. I have an original copy of her first book. I have it right here. It's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. Amen. So I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. And for $20, beloved, y'all know, glory be to God, we spend $20 on. I took my grandchildren to Chick-fil-A yesterday or whatever. Okay, you got to be kidding. All right, the five of us, glory be to God. I think the bill was like $40. I mean, like, come on now. $20, saints. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Thank you again, Minister Joanne Thurman. I won't go to heaven without my children. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful day. All right, saints. Amen. You're welcome. All right, saints, that's it. Amen. That's it. That's it. That's it. Amen. Glory be to God for the day. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. That's it for the week. We're wrapping everything up. We ask that everyone will begin to wrap up the ticket money. We've extended the Souvenir Journal 1 week. Okay. We've asked everybody to wrap up the ticket money. Now, for some of you on a special budget and you need to wait till the 1st of December, okay, just let us know. Communication is the key. Communication is the key. Glory be to God. I was talking with someone yesterday, one of my ministry partners. They said, you know, I really want to go. I don't have the $50. I said, look, she said, I don't have it right now to meet the deadline. I said, the number one thing is we need the commitment, because we have to pay per head and we have to give a number count. That's the number one thing. You're good for $50 for a week or two. I mean, come on now. You're good for $50. We want the commitment, because if we put the money in for you and you don't show up, you still got to pay us. Now, you still got to pay. See, because we have to pay. We got to do things decent and in order. So just let us know if you want to go. Amen. So we ask that everybody will begin to wrap things up. Amen. It's coming in. Everything is looking good. Everything is looking good. And so we'll be finalizing everything probably right after Thanksgiving. We're going to be finalizing it right after Thanksgiving. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. I think that's it for today. Everybody, have a wonderful day. Again, we want to thank everybody for your participation this week. All of the lovely prayer partners who came in. Let me see. We had Minister Denise Jackson, Shannon Sproul, Tanya Norwood, Joanne Thurman, Darlene Carr, Heidi Cooper. Oh, my God. Am I missing anybody? Hallelujah. Valerie Carte, amen, which our minister Joanne Thurman came stood in for her. Our minister Denise Jackson came in and stand in for Estelle Martin this week. Amen. We got the backup. My God, hallelujah. We got the touching and agreeing team. Aquanetta Smith, Brenda Carter, Brenda Murray, Priscilla Woods, Tyrone Reed. Oh, my God, Joanne Thurman, Joanne, our brothers, our minister Nancy, glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. We have a group of people here, movers and shakers, my God, hallelujah. Gwendolyn Richardson, David Richardson, Jerome Norwood, hallelujah, hallelujah, my God. Gwendolyn Richardson's husband, my God, Catherine Miller. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Smith, hallelujah, Ernestine Jackson, my God, what a blessing, I might have missed a name or two, but amen, Lauren, Dr. Lauren, glory be to God, hallelujah, and it goes on, and Annette Wilson, glory be to God, it goes on and on. I had to have a book, amen, with all the names in it. Amen. God bless each and every one. Thank you. Thank you so much for your, and it's other people that we don't know. People that we don't know, because I get a report. They email me a report And I see all these phone numbers on this report. I said, who are these people? I don't know. I look at my cell phone to see if I have, I don't know these people, but they're calling in. They're calling in. Some people sent in some love offering this week for the ministry. I said, I wish I knew who they was so I could get back to them. They cashed at me. I had no way of knowing who the people were who sent the money in. See? But the blessings are pouring in from strangers. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Saints, it's not too late, amen, to invite family and friends to the dinner, to the celebration. I was talking with some people, and I'm surprised when I take the time and invite people, they've been saying yes. Sometimes you think people going to say no. They're going to start complaining about the $50. The folks ain't here because you ain't invite nobody. you ain't invite nobody. For whatever reason, beloved Lord, people gonna be excited about what you excited about. If you dragging, they dragging. If you excited, they excited. Amen. Glory be. That's just in your presentation. Amen. So we still have some room. Amen. We don't have the final count. We have the final count on next week. Lord's will. By the end of this month, we'll have the final count. Amen. But for right now, amen, we just believe that God is counting, and it's going to be a beautiful experience. Amen. Looking forward to it. I can't wait to see all y'all in one spot. I just can't wait. I mean, I can wait, but I can't wait. And what I'm saying is I'm so excited in anticipation because I already have a confirmation that God is going to do something special to solidify his approval in this ministry for 11 years. God is going to do something special on that day because we've all been so faithful here. We've all been so faithful working through the kinks, working through the differences, working through the idiosyncrasies. We've all been so faithful. And I just believe that God is going to do something special. I just believe it. Glory be to God. Amen. I just believe it. And you believe it too, don't you? It's been my pleasure to serve you this week. Thank you for allowing me to do so. Amen. Just name, Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow. I wanted to do Holy Communion, but it might be too late. So we'll say Holy Communion for the next week. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, amen, for our Sunday service. Amen. And then Lord's willing, we'll be starting all over again. Now we're going to have some special dates next week because next week is a holiday. So you know we do not do the prayer altar on holidays. You want a prayer altar, do your own, okay? We don't do the prayer altar on holidays, so we won't be at the altar of prayer on Thanksgiving, okay? We will meet here in the morning, 6 o'clock, but we will not do the altar prayer. And also there's going to be some other modifications. What else? I'm not sure on the Facebook yet. I have to talk to the Lord. Amen. So just keep that in mind. There will be no altar prayer on next Thursday in Jesus' name. All right. God bless you. Everybody have a good day. Amen. A wonderful day. Amen. Spread the word. I was talking to some senior citizens on yesterday, and they was excited to know because they haven't been out yet. They're still locked in. And they were so excited to know that all they had to do was get on their telephone and call in tomorrow at 12 o'clock and get a service. They was excited. Now, suppose I never shared that with them. Just going on, running, just concerned about me, where I'm going to have service, where I'm going to church, where I'm going to get the word. These senior citizens was excited that all they have to do, because they haven't gone out, not rushing to go out, but want to be in a church service, not real familiar with the internet, don't know that much about the internet, but they know how to pick up their telephone and call in a number and don't even need a pin. They were excited. And because I took the time to share it with them. Beloved, will you share it with somebody? Most of you are here today because of Minister Nancy and other people. One way or another, Minister Nancy got you here. Glory be to God. With a lot of you. Amen. Why? Because all she did was share. And so let us, number one, share Jesus. Don't forget to share Jesus in all your conversations. He who wins souls is wise. But when you get finished talking to Jesus, remind him that there's a ministry that takes place, and they have a whole lineup of services every day. If you can't make the 5 o'clock in the morning, you can do the 6 o'clock in the morning. If you can't do that, you can meet us at 12 o'clock at the prayer office. If you can't do that, you can meet us at 9 o'clock. What about a Bible study at 8? What about a Sunday service at 12? And push come to shove, what about a replay? Well, lover, you're going to bless somebody. You're going to bless somebody. Amen. And not only that, you're going to get a reward for it too. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. In the name of Jesus, I won't go to heaven without my children. What a classic message. What a classic message, Father. We ask you to show us how to frame this message, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you. Thank you for the strength, Father, to go all week. Thank you for the tenacity. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your protection. And thank you for the blessing. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, as we go forward today, whatever we do, if we go, we come, we stay, whatever. If we stay, Father God, whatever we do today, Father, may you be on our minds and may we be where you will have us to be. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, and premature death. In Jesus' name, Father. And we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And may the Lord keep you and bless you, and may his face shine upon you, beloved. Amen. Give you grace, give you peace. Amen. And grant you all your heart's desire. Amen. In Jesus' name. Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you.